I'm Dan Klefstad, and I'm joined by NIU political scientist Matt Streb as we begin a series of reports on Northern Illinois congressional races. We'll kick off this series with a look at the new 17th district, which includes parts of Rockford, all of Freeport and Sterling, then stretches west to the Quad Cities, then curls southeast to include parts of Peoria. The incumbent congressman is Bobby Schilling, a Republican who was elected in 2010 with Tea Party support. His opponent, Democrat Sherry Bustos, a former journalist and alderwoman from East Moline. Matt, Democrats controlled the redistricting process, and it appears they drew this map to cause maximum pain to Congressman Schilling. How serious is the situation facing the incumbent?
Dan, we're starting off with a great one. If you like politics, you like elections, this is going to be an interesting one, right? You're right. Bobby Schilling won in a heavily Republican year in 2010 in a district that had been already pretty strongly Democratic. It was Lane Evans' old district. He beats Phil Hare, the incumbent. So what do the Democrats do? Well, they say, let's make it a little bit more Democratic. They cut up parts of Rockford. This actually goes into Winnebago County now. And so Schilling right away was going to be vulnerable to begin with had redistricting not occurred. He's that much more vulnerable now because of the redistricting. But what's interesting is he has had a very well-fought campaign. He's bringing in a lot of money. And I think most people would have thought, with the exception of maybe Joel Walsh, he was the most vulnerable Republican incumbent. He certainly could easily lose on Election Day. But he's in a neck-and-neck race right now with Sherry Bustos. He's had John Boehner come out and raise money for him. He's had Denny Hastert here raising money for him. He's had Pete Sessions, who heads the National Republican Campaign Committee, out here raising money for him. He's raised a lot of money. And Sherry Bustos has a lot of money as well. So it's really been an interesting neck-and-neck race right now.
So it's my understanding that this district is now 60% Democratic. I believe that's what we were saying during the primary. How effective has Sherry Bustos been in taking advantage of this favorable map?
Well, look, she's still facing an incumbent, right? And so when you are an incumbent, you have certain advantages. Bobby Schilling has some name recognition as an incumbent. Now, he hasn't been a long-time incumbent, certainly, but he nonetheless is the incumbent. Bustos is somebody who, interesting candidate, has a lot of support from the Democratic Party establishment. This is somebody who has long relationships with well-known Democrats. Her family was very close to Paul Simon. She babysat Dick Durbin's kids, right? So this is somebody who is has a lot of Democratic friends in the state. She's raised a lot of money as well. They're both well over $1 million in terms of the amount of money they've raised. For a House race, that's pretty impressive. And we're not talking about a particularly expensive media market here as well. And then when you look at the independent spending that is coming into this race, the last figure I looked at had more than $4 million being spent by independent organizations, either for Schilling, against Schilling, for Bustos, against Bustos. There is a lot of money right now that is being thrown around in this race.
You mentioned it's really tight. Here we are, less than a month before the election. Are there enough undecided voters left to make a difference in this race?
Well, Dan, we don't have great. One of the things about different from a presidential election where we poll like crazy, right? And we have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of polls, and there's hundreds more coming out every day. At congressional level, we don't have a lot of polls. The polls that we do have show a very tight race. It's unclear exactly who's undecided at this point, but right now they're neck and neck. And if you look at all the kind of the national prognosticators, the Charlie Cooks, the Stuart Rothenbergs, the Larry Sabatos, they all have this race either a toss-up or slightly leaning Democratic right now. And I think largely that's based on the demographics of the district. One would assume that if you have a regular turnout, that you'd have more Democrats turning out than Republicans, and Bustos should be in good position. But as I said, Schilling is really neck and neck right now. And this one can go either way, I think, on Election Day.
Matt, both candidates are from the Quad Cities, which means whoever wins will not come from the biggest city in the district, yep. Rockford. Parts of Rockford fall in the 16th district, which also has candidates from outside the city. If Rockford citizens want to be sure they're getting adequate representation in the next Congress, what do they need to do?
Well, I think that, very quickly, you're right. You don't have Don Manzullo, who knew Rockford very well. You're not going to have Adam Kinzinger's likely to win the 16th district race. Either Bustos or Schilling are going to win, neither of whom are from Rockford. And so, you just don't have that local representative. Now, that doesn't mean that Rockford's interests aren't going to be represented, right? Right away, if Sherry Bustos or Bobby Schilling wins, they're going to get to know Rockford pretty well because these are constituents, these are voters. Rockford becomes a very important part of their district. Same thing with Adam Kinzinger. So on the one hand, it might hurt that you don't have one person who's from around the area fighting for your interests. On the other hand, you've now got two people in Congress who Rockford makes up a big part of both districts. They need to pay attention to Rockford voters, or else they may be looking for a new job in the future.
Matt Streb chairs the Political Science Department at Northern Illinois University.
Great, Dan. Always good talking to you.